Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Die britische Firma VisionAid stellte bis vor einigen Jahren vor allem Vorlesegeräte und Scannerlösungen für blinde Menschen her, hat nun aber auch sehbehinderte Personen im Blick. Es werden keine vollständigen Bildschirmlesegeräte oder elektronische Lupen hergestellt, allerdings mobile Kameralösungen. Im Mittelpunkt des folgenden Interviews steht das letzte Jahr erschienene Coast Duo. Die Abkürzung steht für Camera on a Stick. Gemeint ist eine besonders leichte, tragbare Kamera mit zehnfachem optischen Zoom, die per USB-C direkt an einem iPad, Mac oder PC angeschlossen wird. Ohne eigene Stromversorgung und ohne komplizierte Einrichtung ermöglicht sie sowohl Nah- als auch Fernsicht, etwa beim Lesen von Text oder beim Blick zur Tafel. In Kombination mit der Software Read It Light lässt sich das Bild per Touchscreen vergrößern und anpassen. Wer zusätzliche Funktionen benötigt, wie etwa Texterkennung, Vorlesefunktion oder das Speichern von Dokumenten, kann zur kostenpflichtigen Read It Pro-Version greifen. Ebenfalls gezeigt wurden die Vorlesegeräte der Serie Read Easy Evolve, die sich besonders an Menschen ohne Computerkenntnisse richten. Diese arbeiten eigenständig, haben gut fühlbare Tasten und benötigen keine Internetverbindung. KI-gestützte Funktionen, etwa zur Bilderkennung, sind in Vorbereitung. Die KI-Funktionen sollen zunächst in der Read It Software verfügbar sein, also für Geräte wie die Kamera Coast Duo. Ob und wann diese Funktion auch in die eigenständigen Read Easy Geräte integriert wird, ist noch offen. Einige Produkte von VisionAid sind in Deutschland über den Anbieter Reinecker erhältlich, zum Beispiel unter dem Namen Voxbox. Da hatten wir das Vorlesegerät Read Easy Anfang diesen Jahres im Test und das heißt bei Reinecker eben Voxbox. Und wer jetzt noch richtig schönes British hören möchte, der kann jetzt noch dem Ben Ross lauschen.
Yeah, hello. My name's Ben Ross from VisionAid. We've got a range of different products that use the Read It software. The new products that we've got the Coast Duo, which is a very light, very portable camera device that plugs in via a USB-C into either an iPad or a laptop. You can have it magnifying distance, in the distance and close-up viewing as well. Mm-hmm. You can plug it into an iPad with the touchscreen controls. Very quick, very easy to use, and it can go up to 60 frames per second mm-hmm. as well. With the Read It Light, that will allow you to just use the magnification. So that allows you to plug in the Coast Duo on its stand. You can tilt it towards the page and magnify the document. It has a 10 times optical zoom, and then you can pan around digitally on that as well. Mm-hmm. So when you come to the distance viewing, that 10 times optical zoom works really, really well. Very, very clear. So you can point that towards the front of a class, front of a meeting room, anything like that, and then just zoom in and mm-hmm. pan around digitally with the touchscreen, which mm-hmm. works really well.
There's a display with touchscreen or on the laptop or the tablet.
So you've got the tablet on okay. there. So
works with Windows and Android and
and Apple. Yeah, and you, mm-hmm. with the Read It Lite, you can download that as an app. Mm-hmm. When you plug it into the Read It software, not the Read It Lite software, you can have the Coast Duo Pro, which has close-up view, distance viewing, but also OCR mm-hmm. as well. So you can take a picture of a page, you can have that read out to you, you can change the way it looks on the screen as well. You can format it into different colors, different visualizations as well. You can then save that document. You can do multiple page documents. You can then export it as well to a PDF, JPEG image. You can take the audio file and export that as an MP3 as well. So, yeah, loads of things, really. But it's a big step forward with the hardware, because we've gone from right back from when it was, say, the Read It Scholar, which was, say, 10 years ago, that was quite a large unit. And even though we've gone to the Zens, so the Zen cameras, they're very good for close-up viewing. Mm-hmm. The big benefit, really, for the Coast and the Coast Duo is it's a very lightweight device. It takes its power from the laptop or the iPad, and it has that distance viewing and close-up viewing capability as well. And it's very, very good, very clear, very light. So everything you need, really. It ticks all the boxes. Okay. So, yeah, that's our main product that we're showing at the show this year. So.
Is there a reseller in Germany, or how
yes.
can I buy it?
Yeah, you can get it through Reinecker
okay.
in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think you have many reading machines, standalone reading machines, like the Read Easy, Evolve, and so on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so again, they use the Read It software, mm-hmm. But they are housed in a standalone box, so you don't mm-hmm. connect them to the internet, anything like that. You don't need to install any software, download any apps, or anything like that. We have the Read Easy Evolve Max, which takes up to A3, so a double A4 page. And the Read Easy Evolve Eco, which will do the A4 page. Mm. They're very easy to use. They've got tactile buttons, so people without any vision at all, very low vision, can use them with ease. So if you've got anybody who doesn't get on well with computers, tablets, laptops, those kind of things, they can use these with great ease. In Germany, you can get those, again, through Reinecker. They call them the Vox Box. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in the UK, we call them Read Easy Evolve. In Germany, through Reinecker, they call them the Vox Box.
Some companies are integrating AI for recognition, handwriting, or pictures.
Yes.
It's just features for the standalone devices.
Yes, yeah, the Read It software has that on its roadmap of development, and it should be available fairly soon. Mm-hmm. You will need an internet connection, mm-hmm. as all of them need, because obviously they take the picture, go off to a remote server, run the AI on a remote server, and then send it back to the device, and then they can do it. So, yeah. So that will be available very soon for the Read It software.
And on the standalone reading machines too?
Hopefully, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, ideally it will be available across all platforms. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I mean, it will straight away, the first devices to incorporate that will be the Zen and the Coast Duos, and then it will filter through to mm-hmm. the standalone units after that.
And the OCR software, is it OmniPage or FindReader?
Yes,
or?
Yeah, OmniPage. Yeah. But yeah, it's the Read It software itself is, we developed that in-house.
Okay, and contains the OmniPage for?
Yes,
recognition.
Yeah, for the OCR, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, no, it's my pleasure, thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus SideViews, der Podcast rund Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.